Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Tebow. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, going before us and setting our crooked path straight. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, Tebow. This past week, I had the opportunity to go watch Tebow speak at a local church. And if you've never heard him speak, you need to go check him out. He is an ex-NFL player, collegiate athlete, national championship winner. His testimony is awesome. He played with a lot of energy. He played with a lot of passion. And he uses that energy, that passion, to share the gospel. He believes what he's saying. And when you're listening to him, he makes you believe it. He trusts in the gospel. He trusts in God. And he was sharing and had everybody in awe of the way he was able to correlate scripture. And the sense of urgency is the word he used to share the gospel. How we as Christians should have a sense of urgency. And I said all that to say this. This man, being an ex-pro athlete who played at the highest level, could come in and use what God had gifted him to get to where he was to glorify God. That same love that he had for the game, he has even more for the gospel to share and spread the word. He has that same passion, that same energy. With the gift he was given, he was able to use it to glorify God. There are things that we are great at individually. All of us have a purpose and a passion for something. Something that we excel in. Something that we do better than anyone else because we are who we are. God has ordained us for such a thing. If we have that same passion and purpose to bring others to the kingdom, to draw others to the light, to ensure others receive salvation, how awesome would that be? To use the gift that God has gifted us with to spread the good news, to ensure others are saved by grace. As I was saying, if you hadn't had a chance to ever hear him speak, I guarantee you will not be disappointed. If you look him up or if he's somewhere near you, check him out. But men like that, women like that, we need people with that passion, that energy, using their gift to reach others. Will you use your gift today? Think about that. The G.O.D. God bless.